This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. All I can say is that it's been a long time since these next two characters have been on the show. I don't know why. I don't know where they've been, but we're going to find out right now. Josh Hancock, who is the man who matches the car with the character in all things film and television. JoshCarr.com is on the line. Josh, good day to you, my friend.
Good morning. Good day, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you for getting that right. That took a little struggle, I know, but the drugs are starting to wear off, so you should be okay. Dick Messer. Dick Messer's also on the line. Don't worry, you don't have to answer or talk yet, Josh. It's all right. We'll come back around and say hi to Dick.
What a treat to be on with Josh. Alan, I could care about you, but Josh, good morning. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you, Dick. It's been too long. It has been too long.
Oh,
and
God.
Where are you right now? I am sitting in wonderful Riverside, California, among my groves.
Wow.
Grapefruit groves.
Nice.
Wow.
And Josh?
The window here, it's just gorgeous.
Josh, where are you?
I am on the northeast coast. I'm in Cape Cod right now, but I'm really in Maine. I've been in Maine for a few weeks.
Wait, wow. What are you doing?
You know, that's on a need-to-know basis, Alan.
I don't need to know. I got
you're it. You're a Maine native, aren't you, Josh?
I'm a Maine native, and that's why I'm up here doing some family stuff.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And there's a lot of car shows, little car shows up here. And, of course, it's great to see what people are driving up here as well.
Well, everything rusts out up there, so what are you looking at there? It's all rusty.
No, you know, Maine was the last state of the 50 states. I've been to all 50 states, but Maine was the last one. For years, it was only 49 states. It's not on the way to anywhere unless you're going to escape to Canada or something, you know?
Correct. You came up here and went to a very special museum, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And it only opens one day a year, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's
and
a very, very nice museum.
You were going to buy a Rolls Royce, as I remember it.
Good memory. Yeah, yeah. That was a while back.
Yeah, but the problem is neither one of you can remember what the damn museum's called. I can tell you that right now.
No, you're right.
I thought so.
Called the Owl's Head?
Owl's Head Museum, that's what it is. You're correct.
Owl's Head, okay.
Yep.
It's open one day a year.
Okay,
sounds
like every other museum.
Real party.
You can call and make an appointment, and then they'll take you through. You can do that just about any museum if they call and make an appointment. People, you know, there's usually a caretaker there or somebody that can take you through. Especially if you tell them you're from California. You know, my deal is I drive up to a place, and I drove all the way from California just to see your museum, you know, and I find it's closed. You know, and the sympathy is there. I've done that with the Harley-Davidson Museum and a couple other museums. They California, yeah, okay, just a minute. I'll get you somebody, you know.
You know, there's supposed to be a little planning involved, Dick.
The curator, and they go, there's a crazy guy with a Buick Roadmaster here. Trailer on it.
Yeah. Sounds like family vacation when he ended up in Wally World and it was closed.
There's a couple of articles recently that station wagons are no more, that station wagons have gone out. I can just tell you, I've got one here in Riverside, California. I've got one in Jacksonville, Florida. And every time I take those wagons out, people have comments. You know, oh, my God, why don't they do this? As a matter of fact, the one in Florida, Joanne's down there now. She's coming in a couple of days to California, but she's down in Florida. She takes it most of the time. We have a brand-new van. We have a Dodge Caravan, which we love dearly. She takes the Roadmaster because it's comfortable, a lot of room, you know, and it gets a lot of comments. So the Roadmaster staying in the family.
The Roadmaster. Well, hold on, Josh. We'll take a little break. Josh, when we come back, I want to find out what's going on, if anything, if you know, in the Hollywood scene with car movies. I think we're due one out pretty soon here. We'll take a break. You're listening to The Drive. This is a fly on the wall's interpretation of the Alan, Josh, and Dick radio show, known as The Drive. I don't know where these guys have been lately. We'll take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.